Hey, happy Sunday, and I have no podcast for you this Sunday, but I'm going to talk a lot, I guess. less than 1 week until the big 5 kilometer race in Centennial Park. We'll see how that goes. I ran 5 kilometers out there today, and boy, does my foot hurt, but I'm sure I'll be able to do it again next week. I've been working on my new CD all day. I can't tell you what it's called because I haven't made up my mind on the name yet, but let's just say this will be different than anything else you've ever heard from me. And it'll be out by April 27th, if not sometime the week before. And those of you who normally get physical copies of the CDs, we'll get one this time, since, the first time since 2008, and the disconnected CD. This will not be an internet-only release. I'm pretty psyched about it, but it is weird. Anyway, so I have no podcast, but we'll play this, because this is one of my more clever songs, and when I'm into singer-songwriter mode, you know, being clever is what they're all about. It doesn't really matter whether they believe in what they're saying, whether they feel it, or whether it touches anybody's soul. As long as you're clever, then you can be a singer-songwriter. This song is clever because it takes a very painful situation and it frames it inside of a children's story. And with apologies to Dr. Seuss, this is called I Do Not Like Green Eggs and Ham. I remember I was heading for a 7-Eleven, a stop and go, a Mr. M. You were home a drinking and I was out thinking it's probably either us or them. I tried to hail a taxi and he shouted, you should fax me. He screamed, you better get some REM. Sleep, there ain't no use in waking. I ate up all the bacon and I do not like green eggs and ham. Stood an Arab who was waiting on a chair buying condoms and a can of Spam. He didn't play the lottery, then just then it occurred to me a lottery is what I am. I stood in line for hours with a 6-pack and $5, like a mark awaits a 2-bit scam. Felt like a creep, the game that you've been playing can't be won without me saying that I do not like green eggs and ham. Just as I was leaving, a little lady of the evening grabbed my arm and gently took my hand. She led me to a bedroom that had very little headroom, shook my head and asked me if I had a band. I whispered to her slowly that I wasn't feeling holy, and she promised me a holy land. A place to keep, I said, listen to me, honey, I don't really have the money, and I do not like green eggs and ham. Finally made it back to where you passed out in your favorite chair, cuddling with your 10th beer can. I carried you to bed where you kind of slipped into a nightmare. I shook my head and whispered, damn. Lying there beside you and feeling so outside you, I was thinking it would be just grand to get some sleep, and I still don't have an answer, but after all these years I am sure I do not like green eggs and ham. Not in a house, not with a mouse, in a car or in a bar, I do not like green eggs and ham. Not on a boat, not with a goat, on a train or in the rain, I do not like green eggs and ham. I wouldn't eat them here or there. I wouldn't eat them anywhere. I do not like them, Sam I am. I put up with a lot of things. I buy you jewels and diamond rings, but I will not eat green eggs and ham. Yeah, I'll put up with a lot of things. I'll buy you cars and diamond rings, but I will not eat green eggs and ham. Was heading for a 7-Eleven, a stop and go, or Mr. M. Okay, maybe I don't remember all the words, but still, it's clever, isn't it? So have a clever week. Tune in next week to find out all about the great 5-kilometer race. See who falls down first.